This week's episode is brought to you by Blue Harvest Vintage. Are you a collector? Blue Harvest love to help you find that missing piece you need to complete your collection. They have extensive stock of vintage Star Wars vehicles and mint on card action figures, as well as new The Force Awakens and Black Series items. Blue Harvest have Funko Pops, Lego, Dinky, Corgi, Matchbox and more. Everything a collector could possibly need. If they don't stock it, then let them know, and their knowledgeable staff will be only too pleased to help. Head to Morley Market in Leeds to see the life-size Darth Vader. Alternatively, reach out to Blue Harvest on Twitter, at Blue Harvest UK, Facebook, Blue Harvest Vintage Collectibles, a website, blueharvestvintage.co.uk, or email at blueharvesttoys@gmail.com.
Talk Star Wars is a proud member of the Star Wars Commonwealth Podcast Network. Follow at SW Commonwealth on Twitter and take your first steps into a larger world.
Welcome to TSW After Dark Side. Like and subscribe with all of your hatred, and your journey towards fandom will be complete.
I mean, he's obviously he's at work, isn't he? Probably right now. So he might have been able to do it on his phone or something. Maybe he was looking to help out with an app,
yeah,
rather than sitting down at a computer. I don't know. He's a nice guy. He'll help out where he can, won't he?
I've had a message from Jeremy's kid.
My question is, who do you think would win out of Commander Cody, Commander Gray, and Captain Rex?
Did you hear that?
Yeah, bless him.
Bless his little... He looks exactly like Jeremy as well.
That hench as well? Fuck.
He's not quite as hench, but he just looks exactly like him.
Yeah. Are you recording at the moment?
I am recording, yeah, 5 minutes
okay.
in.
Okay, cool.
Right, Stephen again.
Yeah.
I just had a message from Steve. Sorry, Jen just called up. The iPad's downstairs. I've still got a headache and I'm laying down.
Okay. Cool story, bro. When are you getting your ass online?
You want to skip tonight?
No interest. Thank you.
And then Saber Guys just tweet. I just saw a tweet pop up.
No. Let's have a look. Tumbling Saber. This is the best After Dark Side ever. Favorited and retweeted.
Right. It's Steve sitting us out.
Okay.
And he's not recording on Saturday either.
Okay. All right, well, just after
his anti-Star Wars rant.
I'm sure it's a coincidence. I wouldn't worry about it. Blame Paul. I'm still convinced they collided at speed.
Yeah, Freaky Friday.
Osmosis. Yeah, some osmosis going on.
A Freaky Friday sort of accident.
Yeah.
I've just messaged Rob Cast. Did you say, what time is it there?
He's 5 hours behind, I think.
It's like three in the afternoon.
Three in the afternoon, yeah. I'll be right back. I'm just going to go and put these purchases away before Jen gets home.
Oh, hiding them, are we?
I'm sure she won't give me any crap for it. She keeps saying, you know, yeah, your money. But then the other day we had a conversation where she was trying to work out how I had no money at the end of the month. it's because I could, if I wanted, I just choose to put some in savings.
Yeah.
So I deliberately put myself on a shoestring to, one, make me spend less irresponsibly, and two, mean that I have a bit to gradually building up a bit of a fund for whatever life might throw at me. In this case, it would be a trip to a fucking jeweler's for her at some point.
Right. I'm just going to let Paul know.
Yep. That Steve's off.
I've just invited Rob on, so we're just going to see waiting for it. I'm doing two things at once. I'm waiting for Rob to say yes, so I can let Paul know that when he comes on, there'll be a person he doesn't know on it.
No.
Let me power up 5 minutes.
Oh, okay, cool. So he's saying yes then?
Yep.
Excelente. That's good news. I got a lot of time for Robcast.
Yeah, this will be fun.
Yes. Accentuate the positive and all that. Make the most of it. We've made lemonade. That's what's happening.
Yeah.
And Steve is nursing scurvy. I don't know where I'm going with that. I don't need to be going anywhere. You know what? It's fine. I'm rich, bitch. I wish.
So we're going to, if it's all right, bless you. If it's all right with you, I'm going to do another promo spot tonight because that worked really well last week.
Yeah, no, but I'm cool with that.
Good idea, isn't it?
I'm back. No, I think it's great. It's a really nice way of telling you what's in the show in an actual portion that fits in Clamour.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I had a problem with the latest Crazy Train. I tried to do my first Clamour clip and I cut off just as Blake broke apart laughing, so you don't get the proper effect because he breaks apart laughing, it goes for ages.
That is a shame.
It is a shame, yeah.
Oh, well, it works really well and it's fulfilling two functions because it's also showing Clamour that I like their setup and I want them to sponsor us.
Indeed.
Let's see if we can get Rob in.
Yay!
Yay!
Hello, Rob. How are you, mate?
Oh, good, thank you.
Good.
What's going on?
Well, we've had Paul's going to be late on, and and Steve's got a migraine, so he can't make it.
Oh, did he have a hard time arguing his avatar?
I think he argued.
I think it broke him. Yeah.
Yeah.
He argued an avatar out of himself, so
he's avatarded now.
He's avatarded. Actually, you say that. Let me show you something.
Oh my God, Rob! You should have heard the stuff that didn't make it. Fuck! It went on for an hour after the episode stopped. It went on for another hour.
Rob, all that stuff's coming out.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah. Hang on.
Oh, amazing.
Let me see if I can remember where I put this. After Dark Side. Yep, there it is. Hang on, bear with me a second.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take a screen grab of this. Yeah, he's not getting away with that.
Oh, okay, good.
Well, I understood what he, because I was listening this morning and I was listening to you writing down all the time codes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because I've seen that before. Because I do the same thing on our show. It's like, oh, what can I use? What can I use? What can I? Yeah. Well, and also when you recorded your Clamour clip.
Yeah, yeah.
Those outtakes are exactly like Roman and I's doing on this week's episode.
Yeah, yeah, it doesn't.
Yeah,
we got it. We got it live. It's super. Right. This is coming out when I'm on holiday.
Okay.
It's already loaded. Already scheduled.
Oh, this is the Clamour, is it?
No, this is the art for an After Dark Side bonus edition.
Okay, hang on a minute.
Oh, hang on. That's not the final one. Hang on. There's another version of it somewhere. What have I done with that?
Hey, your conversation. Share photos, messages, much more with everybody. What does it say?
The IM thing in the top right.
Transfer.
If you open that, you should get another pane. I think.
That's the one.
After Dark Side with the avatar.
Yeah, no, this is the final version. This is the final version. Sorry, I sent the wrong one. That was the TIFF.
Basically, I'm so ready for this.
It's on its way. Ready. Here it comes. He's got to learn to stand by what he says, you see. Now, this is this is going to happen to him.
Oh, no.
Almost there. Boom.
Oh, my God.
That's a dark side after Avatar.
Oh,
yep.
That's wonderful.
That happened.
Oh.
Yeah, quite funny. So, well, there you go. That's what happens when you do this stuff. So,
well, he has to watch himself because he has Edition, Mr. Edition for Tumbling Saber. He's been listening and fact checking. And if you say anything on the network now,
oh, really?
Yeah, he seems to have Judge Judy and Executioner, right?
Yes.
Judge Judy and Executioner.
Yeah.
I haven't got...
If you say one thing, if you say something on one show and then you contradict yourself three shows later or a month or 2 months later.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Is he calling... He's calling right people out, is he?
Objection.
Yep. Yeah.
That's good. That is awesome. Well, we've got... I've got no camera tonight, Rob. Unfortunately, I've got a new setup. You might be able to see it in the images there.
It's a different chat, Mark. It popped up in a different chat for some reason. Yeah.
Oh, did it? Oh, that's weird.
Because Paul saw it. I don't know how it works, but he seemed. I think he's got the IM access wherever he is.
Oh, that's weird, isn't it?
Okay. Watch, I'll be seeing lots of you in a couple months, actually.
Well,
yes. Yeah. Looking forward to this. I can't wait. There's a bit better. Can you see the show notes, Rob?
No, I got your pictures you put in.
Before
I
just sent you a PDF.
Yeah, there's a PDF in there. Which Rob loaded, so you can should mind. Be able to.
I've just loaded another copy in, but.
I'm accepting it now.
Giggity.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, since Mark showed me that sketchbook thing there, I've been going nuts with our logo.
It's good, isn't it? That's really good sketchbook.
Yeah. Like, I'm not I was never a Photoshop guy either. This is just pretty simple for me.
I really love the Trump one.
And did you see what happened after? Somebody actually came up with a software on Facebook where you can type in any message you want and it puts it on that little paper he was holding up.
That's great. I love some of the stuff they're doing with those. Like my favorite one is so simple, but it's the picture of Tim just drew a cat.
Yeah, meow, and he spelled it K-A-T.
I didn't even see that. I just love the fact he's just like, it's a cat.
It's a cat.
The man is just a walking meme, isn't he?
He's very meme-worthy, yeah.
He really is.
He's very memeable.
He is very memeable.
What am I saying? I obviously love him. Of course I do.
Yeah, well, you'd have got that impression a couple of weeks ago. That's for sure.
Well, no, out of the people on the show on the regulars, I am the biggest Trump fan. But even then, it's not. It's like being the tallest man in Lilliput.
Yeah, a dwarf amongst midgets.
Well, quite. Yeah.
What am I doing here? I want to get over there, and I want to get
those dwarfs. Okay.
Screen. Well, what I'll try to do, I'll try to hang with you guys. I'll play sniper here, and then. I'll just hang back, and when you want, I noticed Mark on your regular show is you usually hand the ball off pretty well to everybody. Like when jumping in, is that
he's Tom Brady?
Yeah,
except he turns up for the whole thing.
Usually,
he doesn't show up for the end of the show.
I usually hand it off when either I can't pronounce something or I've got nothing to say, and the second part of that hardly ever happens.
Oh, indeed.
Well, do we want to, should we record this teaser trailer then so I can put that out on Clamour this week?
Sure.
You all right to do that, Rob?
Yeah, sure. Who do you want me to?
Right, well, you see the teaser thing at the top.
Yep.
Rob Wade, because this is going to get really confusing. If you take Steve's line and then Rob, you just take Rob's line.
Okay,
I'm Steve and Rob's me. Yeah.
You're Steve. You've given up being a Rob for this particular section, and Rob, you're still Rob, except you're a different Rob, but you can be right. You can do it
shorter
as you
Rob.
Somehow you've made this more confusing than I did.
I've made it more confusing than I need to. And then should we do Steve Rob?
I think I said should we all do it all together. I was like,
no,
that will be chaos.
Rob, Wade, if you do Paul's bit, and then I'll sign us off.
Yeah, I can.
And then it'll be a really nice teaser that we've got a guest host on the show, isn't it?
It'd be good. And it'd be like, hang on, he's got an accent.
I haven't had a response.
Or do I?
Yeah.
From a certain point of view.
From our point of view. Right, okay, here we go.
Oh,
let's give this
go.
Go on. What's
what
that?
About, that's silly.
What, you want to do it as
Canadian accent?
I was going to cappuccino or something, but it's probably not white. If you want people to be able to hear what it says.
Yeah, it would confuse people if they haven't heard the show before, wouldn't it?
Yes, that's true.
I thought you guys are going to use your Canadian accents.
Oh, I wouldn't do that to you, mate.
That would I haven't be practiced terrible. Mine in ages, so okay. I doubt very much it's much cop.
Right.
Questionable uses in the
force. Will I cue us up to this one then?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't. Who was it was struggling last week? Was it Stephen? Yeah. Of course it was Steve.
It was Steve. And then Paul started talking over. He was like, he wasn't ready, and we went.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He waited until Steve had finished and then talked all over me.
No,
I was giggling this morning because, like I said, Roman and I, we do the same thing. We go over that little 3-second intro blurb. Sometimes it's one take, some other weeks it's 20.
Yeah.
It's just,
yeah.
It doesn't come out. It just something happens.
I'm very lucky that, for all their faults of flakiness, the Crazy Train crew are pretty good for. Just go.
Yeah.
And it's only, I think once in recent memory probably I can count on one hand the number of times we've had to stop and start again. One was a particularly.
Well, it can be like herding cats, and that's why I was doing it, like on the round table. That's why I keep it to two people who host podcasts and then two mm-hmm. nights, because you don't know.
Yeah, because I don't know how well they're going to take to it.
Yeah, we'll dig some nights up at Celebration, Rob, and we'll do a couple of live roundtables if you want. We'll bank a few. Awesome. Right.
Well, Rob, Dave should be good. He's been on. He was on Unmistakably Star Wars as a guest, so he's proper savvy. You won't have to worry about him.
Oh, we got Dave Donovan on, have we?
Dave, and who is it? Paul Corry.
No, I got Rob Phillips and Steve. He's one of Rob X's knights.
Oh, sorry. Yes, of course.
I got Rob X and Tim from the Nerd Room, like Rob from Generation X-Wing and Tim from the Nerd Room on the 26th. And I also have Robert Phillips, and I asked Rob X if he, because he just said they recently knighted three people.
Yes.
On their 100th anniversary. So I thought it would be proper to, you mean, because he's the co-host of the show. It's like, do you have somebody in mind you want to introduce to
this whole roundtable? Is it Steve 15?
Possibly.
It's from the 501st. Yeah.
Oh, perfect.
That sounds right. Yeah.
That'd be cool.
I think that is the one you're thinking of.
Okay, let's do this then, and then we'll start on the recording. Right. Ready?
Yep.
On the next episode of Talk Star Wars, we discuss
what we want from the Han Solo movie.
More questionable uses of the Force.
And we pick our least favorite scenes in the Star Wars saga.
All that and more on the next episode of Talk Star Wars in iTunes on Monday. One take wonders. Look at that. Crushed it. Where is the weakness in this setup? Let me just take some. Let me just take stock. Look at that. Well deserved. Well deserved. Am I sounding all right, Yorin?
I'll give you a clue, Mark. Neither of the weaknesses is named Rob.
Yeah. Neither of the weaknesses. Yeah.
Look at I got in today. I ordered one of those little notebooks.
Oh, superb.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's the hardcover one.
That's good.
Oh, wow. Even better.
Yeah. It's cool. Not huge, but it's...
I'm working. That's fine.
That's what I need. Anyway. That's what I need to do my notes, although I suspect I won't be doing many notes tonight.
I've just got a standard notepad here. This is exciting, by the way. This is something I'm working on. This is going to be a pub quiz for Crazy Train 50.
All right.
Oh, nice.
Pub quiz.
So I'm basically going to ask, the very, very light one. It's not going to be like, in which episode was this line said verbatim? It's like, no, it's going to be basics about, like, you know, what do you think the most popular month was? And like, it's things like, how many episodes in a row did so-and-so not come on? And how many episodes has this person been on? That sort of thing. It's all going to be about kind of figures that I can track and already am tracking really easily.
Cool.
That I can just refer back to.
Before you get started there, Mark, I was going to say, if just because we're over international waters, if I pop out, I'll be sure to reset, pop back in. So if you go to me and I'm not there, it's just, when I record, especially like on like overseas, I have a hard landline. I run to my router.
Yeah. Okay.
Just to kind of shore up the
connection. Good. You guys, you might, I don't know, you can probably leave your cameras on if you want to, because there's fewer, I've not got mine on, so if you want to leave them on, that's fine.
I think we can always just turn them off.
If Paul jumps in, knock them off then, because we might lose a little bit of bandwidth. All right, I'm just going to stop this recording. Oh, that was a big one, wasn't it? Right, I've just clicked the button again, so we'll pick...
Oh my.
Giggity, 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 giggity.
All right. That's what I just have to. This is a completely different format from what I get. Because even when I do the round table, because I'm moderating it, I can bounce the ball back and forth.
Yep.
And I kind of hang back. I'm just trying not to jump on somebody else, but then I'm like, get you up.
Yeah. You get that. It does help when you've got the cameras on, doesn't it, to see sort of visual cues of what people are doing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and that's what I said when I was reading your snow notes. I was reading your notes to us, the podcaster, while I was reading before reading the. I'm like almost reading the when you're reading the script. It's like, okay, enter stage left.
Yeah,
actor says. I'm reading everything the Ron Burgundy verbatim.
Mm. Yeah, it's funny, isn't it? Yeah, I've not been on that site. Well, no, actually, that's a lie because I was on your show. So it was. I have been in the back seat, and I quite enjoyed not having the responsibility. To be honest,
there is something to be said for both having done both.
Yeah,
multiple times.
Little bit
of everything.
I'm going to start breaking down these audio files while we chat. But I just wanted to ask you guys: have you seen Black Mirror?
Yeah. Well,
no. Oh, was that the
that's the guy that was, did the pig,
the your prime minister, well, the fictional British prime minister?
Yeah,
I saw that episode.
Yeah, that was the very first one, I believe.
Yeah,
and there's a series has just hit Netflix. I'm not sure if it's in your store over there, Rob, but
I fell asleep during the second episode about 11 times.
What of the Netflix ones?
Yeah, I just couldn't. I don't know. Just wasn't being pulled in. I've got to give it another go.
Series 3 of Black Mirror on Netflix, Rob.
Oh, okay.
So good. I've only seen one episode so far. It's called Nosedive.
Okay.
It's so relevant to what we do, social networking and.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
Oh. God, and it's so well written, Paul. I think you'd love it if you watch this episode. I think you'd love it because it's just the sort of thing.
I've heard of it, actually. Yeah, I'd say that's probably true.
Yeah, it's really, really cleverly written.
Mm.
Such an interesting little world that they sort of carve out in these episodes, kind of like one step into the future.
Yeah,
without being too Rob, Star Trek-y.
Just following our conversation earlier, the current Canadian exchange rate is 1.62.
Oh yeah. Yeah, you'd faint when you my tickets for my flight, it was actually cheaper to fly out of Pearson instead of me driving down to Buffalo.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, it was like 500 Canadian for me to get to Orlando.
Wow, so it's like 280, I guess, or something.
Yeah. Yeah, around there. But it was 800 and something Canadian if I drove to Buffalo. I thought it'd be cheaper if I went to Buffalo and just flew.
Yeah.
Because you're
in the States at that point. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's because I put some money towards Kyle's daughter's jump rope thing.
Yeah, so did I.
Obviously,
yeah.
they take payment in Canadian, so right. Which is annoying because it means I've had to do. I really hate it. Right, this is one of those pet peeves, total first world problem. But I'm going to do it anyway.
Yeah. Where do I spend all my money?
Well, apart from some days I can't even afford to heat the pool.
My diamonds are too shiny.
I've got run out of storage for my rubies. It really annoys me when companies not based in the UK don't take PayPal, because when they take PayPal, PayPal convert it for you, so you don't pay any kind of transaction fee. But if you pay from my bank in particular, maybe it's the problem with my bank, although I imagine this is probably pretty common. My bank, if they do a transaction in another currency, charge you a fee based on the value of the currency to convert it into the target currency, like a commission of sorts.
Right.
And it just really annoys me that places don't take PayPal, because if I did that, if PayPal were available on those sites, it wouldn't cost me any extra money.
Yep.
It's like, it's not a knock on them, but Podrover, the one that I use to aggregate all our reviews, it's done in US dollars, but it's not done through PayPal. It's a recurring payment. So again, I have to pay on top of the actual price. I also pay a non-sterling transaction fee. It's really annoying. Whereas like Round Team, what's the other one? Crowdfire and stuff like that. All the services I use, they all take payment through PayPal. So I can just set up a recurring payment and it just converts it into whatever the exchange rate is that day. I think I get a slightly worse rate to make up for it or something. Yeah.
That's like eBay here. I get all my prices. Like when I look at the listing, it says US and then it says underneath, then I get the Canadian conversion real time type thing. And sometimes it's great. Like there was a time for a while we were par with the US dollar about 5 years ago.
Mm.
So it was fine. But if you went to a bookstore, they have on the back of every book here, it has US price and Canadian price. And Canadian price is always more. And then when our dollar was on par, there was a big uproar about that thing because everything here has two prices on it. And it's like, wait a second, our dollar is worth the same, or if not a little bit more, how come we're paying? You know, I mean, it was just a mess. Yeah. But eventually, our dollar sank lower and we're back to where we were. So,
what was that you put in there, Paul, about The US Appeals Court?
You know, yeah.
It's just come through.
You know, the court blocked Trump's ban on travel. It went to the appeals court and they've backed the ban. So it's they've upheld
it's gonna,
the ban.
So it's going to stay in place, basically, for the foreseeable.
Yeah.
Well, that's, I don't, I'm a practicing atheist. Should I be worried when we go down?
Did you say you're a practicing atheist?
Exactly, yeah.
Aren't you good already?
Doesn't that mean we just do nothing?
Exactly, yeah. Thank God I'm atheist.
Yeah. That's a cool line. I never thought about that.
That is genius.
Oh, I have total religious tolerance. If whatever you worship, if you have do worship, that's I'm totally against banning or segregating people on their faith. And that's, I have this argument with my father-in-law, and we're on After Dark Side, right?
Right. Indeed. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I had this argument with my father-in-law, and I had a slow cooker in my hand, and had a glass top, and it dropped. And I keep teasing them because they're very Christian or Catholic, and I dropped the top of the slow cooker in its glass, and it fell on the ceramic floor, and it didn't break. I said, "Oh my God, thank God." He goes, you said you're atheist, and you just thank God. I said, "Well, yeah. I also hit my hand at work the other day, and I yelled out cocksucker. Doesn't mean I'm going to go suck a cock. It's a figure of speech." And if I go out and if I say motherfucker, I'm not going to go fuck your mom. Anyway, so I bleep if you have to there, but it's.
I'll just bleep the words just, in between the swears, makes it even funnier.
Yeah. But you know, that's what anyway, so I'm pretty light hearted about it. And, you know.
Yeah, I'm an agnostic, so I mean, this fence is very comfy, and I'm good.
Yeah,
No, an agnostic is just a atheist with a get out of hell free card.
Yes,
no, I respectfully disagree. Well, an agnostic is somebody who applies their logic evenly.
Well, that's what I say to. There's a lot of hardcore Christians that look at me and say, "Well, how could you not believe? Well, how do you explain it? Well, then who made the Big Bang Theory? Who made this?" And I'm like, "Well, my inability as a tradesperson born in Sudbury, Ontario, Canada, 5 hours north in the tundra of Toronto, my inability to explain the creation of the universe does not suggest divine intervention to me. Okay. It suggests I don't know."
That's fair.
I think if people would just realize, yeah, if we don't know, and you know, if there is something, then I'm wrong, and oh well.
Yeah, that's
fair. I'll find out.
But it's interesting because you've kind of made my argument for agnosticism, which is
exactly,
I don't know, I can't prove to any degree of satisfaction either way. Thus, for me, the logical position is to accept that I can't prove either way. Thus, agnosticism
there might be
fits for me, you know. But I can understand how you could come.
And I think on that fence, I just kind of fall on the other side, where it's like, no, I'm, you know, it is what it is. I'm good. I went to Catholic schools growing up. I went, I questioned a lot of this, and I remember in grade 8, it's the year before you go into high school, and yeah. I was making all these arguments, and I was being brought to the office to speak with the principals because I was questioning. I'm like, I think I see a loophole here. Guys, I know you're trying to teach me, but wait a sec.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Canadians and your loopholes, man, seriously.
Yeah.
Nothing at face value at all.
No, I loophole everything.
Damn it.
Literally everything.
Literally
basically.
Basically, literally everything. Drink.
Basically, yes. Everything you can literally drink is a loophole.
Yeah. Actually, the Tumbling Saber guys, they got to be careful because they're not drinking the stuff, the American beer. Like it's we have a stronger beer up here, so. Well, they can't be drinking every time he says that. You'll be pretty pissed.
Especially when you realize you've run out of beer, you'll be pissed then too.
Yeah, exactly.
We'd have to get Cody and Mopar to do a review on some Canadian beers.
There you go.
Yeah,
that's a good episode, I think.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, we might have to have some if we see them at Celebration.
Yeah.
We'll have to review a American IPA or water. To us, so I'll just show up with a with a bottle of.
Yeah, that works.
Bottle of Perrier.
Oh man, yeah, do you exactly. imagine if Rogue Squad went straight edge? How boring would that be?
Oh, I want to get. I just want to dump the PG thing on a round table and just get Corey and Cody.
Can you imagine?
What a show.
Dave Donovan.
What a show that would be.
Oh, it would be a mess. It would be complete. There'd be like that, basically like at the beginning of South Park. It'd be a massive disclaimer.
Yeah. Which I've started putting on the, after last week's After Dark Side, I've started putting an explicit language tag on the YouTube videos.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, the annoying thing is it says contains adult content, but actually you could make the argument that swearing is becoming increasingly less adult content with each passing day.
This is the way we do it.
Well, no, also the more you can get away with in films and TV and stuff, the less that becomes an adults only consideration. I've always understood that to be, you know, it's contextual nudity or something like that with in right. a way that doesn't make it pornographic. It just makes it, you know, like I was about to say Caligula, but that's the worst example I could think of because that's like the porniest non-porn I've ever porned.
Caligula was recut though, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. I've seen the proper long version. It's a really good movie in so many ways.
It's bad in so many ways as well.
Well, yeah, it's just I enjoyed it. But like I say that's probably the worst example I could think of something that's kind of, you know. But I mean, you know, Mark, as somebody who's sort of more familiar with cinema ratings than the average punter. You can speak to this. You can get away with more and more in a 12A as each year passes.
Yeah, you can. It's frightening.
You can say fuck once as long as you can put it in. I think the rule used to be, I don't know if it still is, but the rule used to be that it had to be in context. It couldn't just be gratuitous.
Yes.
And you could also depict death as long as it wasn't glorified. So, you know, I guess somebody hangs himself by the neck and doesn't say how much of a relief it feels on their neck muscle. And,
yeah,
we when The Martian came out, we're all big fans of generally space stuff in this house. When The Martian came out, we were very, very, very keen on seeing the trailer, and the trailer was quite diluted. But Matt Damon does use the F-bomb. He uses the F-bomb twice, and you see his ass at one point, but you don't see a double's ass because he's lost a lot of weight and so on and so forth.
Yeah,
but we actually did we knew about the rating, and the rating was allowed for my daughter.
Who was probably 10 at the time, or 10 and a half, or whatever.
Yeah, that's the thing. And then we actually sat down with her, and we're like, right, okay, we just want you to know that we're pretty sure you're going to hear a bad word twice, and you're going to see someone's backside and so on. And she rolled her eyes and like, whatever.
it's Matt Damon's bad side, so yeah. It's good.
I was particularly pleased. We did talk about it, and we expected it to come up, but now it's kind of we've actually used it as a, you know, almost an element of humor. So we got the DVD, obviously we watch it every third day in this house. We still do. She knows exactly the moment he's going to say, you know, fuck you, Mars. And she coughs sort of thing.
I thought you were going to say she just starts quoting it back.
No.
Yeah. You know, Matt Damon impression's getting good.
Bad language actually still offends her. We're lucky there.
Okay, that's good.
She does cough and laugh about it, and it's funny. But okay, so we actually took her to see this film, and there was bad language, but it actually became a kind of a funny point for us.
Yeah,
you know, in the way it's like, say, it's not even contextually necessary. He just says it. So from that point of view, it's like, well, it actually really shouldn't be there, but it is, and we dealt with it, made a bit of a laugh of it, and we actually pointed out that going along with that, you know, it's not necessary. It's not really allowed, but we. Jump that hurdle and so on.
The difference in that situation, Paul, is you said she's 10, right?
No, she's 11 now. But
11 now, okay.
Yeah, it's over a year. Yeah.
You can take any age you want into a 12A. They recommend, you know, there's a recommended age that you can take it, that you should be taking in, but you can legally take a kid of any age you want into a 12A.
What's 12A mean?
Doesn't the age mean just adult accompaniment?
Basically, anybody under 12 has to be accompanied by an adult.
That's all it is.
Okay.
That is all it is.
The idea of these ratings is they should be used the way Paul's used them with The Martian in mind. Yeah. So it's more of an indicator to you of what your responsibilities are as a parent. So you need to then do the research and find out whether or not it's suitable for your child. And somebody might have a different set of ideals to pull and say, no, absolutely not. She can see this when she's that age or not at all.
Yeah, but we talked about it, so.
But you have an open dialogue with your child. She understands. Yeah. She's very mature. So you can do that. And that's the way people are supposed to use these things. If that means you go and watch the film first and then you know it's suitable for your child. I couldn't imagine walking into a cinema with a kid and saying, well, we'll roll the dice on this. Who knows what we're going to get? Because it might be like a Revenge of the Sith situation where we've got kids seeing a bloke burst into flames. That child's less than 12.
An amputee burst into flames. Yeah,
that's interesting you say that, Mark. Sorry, just before I touch on that, Paul, you've just shared the picture of the 12A rating. What point are you trying to make here, sorry?
No, because basically link, apparently they're not allowed to see it.
Absolutely yes, they are.
Not. No, absolutely it says here, film classification works 12. It says here, suitable for 12 years and over.
Suitable for 12 years and old. If you read the small print, no one younger than 12 may see a 12A film in the cinema unless accompanied by an adult. So you can take any age kid you want.
Ah, beg your pardon. All right.
Yeah. So 12, the 12, you're absolutely right, would be nobody under 12 at all. But 12A is nobody under 12 without an adult. And actually, it's led to...
I reversed it.
It's led to confusion because, well, not confusion. It's led to people trying to take the piss, frankly. When I worked in the cinema, this is going back sort of 6 or 7 years, I had to explain to parents why they couldn't bring their infant child into a 15. And the reason that they thought they could do it was because it's never been a problem before. And probably the reason is because they were seeing U's, PG's, 12A's. Obviously at 15 is different. Mm-hmm. Even if, as they argued, the kid's not going to take in the plot of Sex and the City, it doesn't matter. You can't have that kid in that screen. That is, the simple fact of it. Because I know it's so unfair.
We have a new guest host.
I'm just introducing everybody to the little baby Charlie.
Hello.
She's adorable.
Oh, she gorgeous. There.
Already on the mic.
She's already on top Star Wars.
I love that we're having this kind of really,
she disagrees with Rob.
Think
there,
of the,
you can tell.
It's almost like a think of the children. Then we're just like, oh.
Yeah, here's one.
Sorry.
I can switch it off like that.
Regardless of the understanding level, we are now morally obliged to use good language. You know that. It's just the way it is.
Oh, she's gone now.
Thank
you. Well done.
She can't. I didn't put the headphones on her.
No.
But you can actually hear, guys. We got a PG-13, and PG literally means parental guidance.
So yeah, we used to have PG-13. We had PG-13.
Okay.
No, I don't think we've ever had PG-13.
I recall PG-13.
Okay. It may be before my time, admittedly, but
most things I know are before your time, mate.
Yeah. I've only ever known 12 and subsequently 12A. Out of interest, actually, I looked this up earlier because I wanted to make sure I was right before I said it on Twitter. Do you know what the first 12A movie was?
Spider-Man. Sam Raimi.
Yes, Sam Raimi, Tobey Maguire's first one. But actually, the first one to officially be given a 12A was Bourne Identity. Spider-Man apparently was reclassified because it came out just after the rating, so they reclassified it so it could go into cinemas as a 12A, even though it had originally been certified as a 12.
Parents got a nick in their twist, right?
Well, partly that, I think, but also because that was the rating that replaced the 12. Thus, they went, oh well, Sony made the argument, I guess. Well, if it's replacing the 12, can we be that? And they must have said yes.
Do you know, for 9 years, Rob has been going to the local pub quiz 3 nights a week, waiting for that question to come.
Actually, 6 nights a week.
just lurking with his knowledge.
I somehow managed
to do. Ask the damn Sam Raimi question, you bastard.
The first 15, I believe, was Gremlins.
Really?
I used to know these things in great, what's the word? In great detail, but I've sort of, since I left the cinema, some of it's kind of left my immediate knowledge because it's not useful anymore in a daily basis. I'd say just for pub quiz questions, really. But yeah.
Well, that's yeah. Like it's all here. You can parents can even restricted parents can go in. Like we have a restricted. That's the rated R. And then we got the hard, like the NC-17, which is would be ridiculous. Like, I saw Deadpool at the movies, and I saw kids my daughter's age who was 13. I'm like, there's no way. Like it's just it's maybe because I have a daughter. Maybe it's I don't know if it's being. You mean it'd be awkward to watch that stuff with my daughter. You mean like it's just a different. It's not like hey son, grab a beer, let's watch Deadpool. Like it's and not, it's not stop being sexist. It's just the male bonding. Let's laugh and dumb.
Both. It's like jokes. It's like father and son sitting on the sofa holding beers, you both with it. Both with one hand down the pants kind of situation.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
A very weird Sunday afternoon. There, please tell me it's their own pants.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I got chucked out of Debenhams for similar.
And that was just today, right, Rob? It
wasn't my sofa.
I've constantly had arguments with almost like my daughter's grandparents, obviously my folks and stuff. Mm-hmm. My dad will often say bollocks, sods, silly ass and stuff in front of my little girl. And I'm like, Dad, me and Mum will look at him. And he first thing, he just turns around, oh, crash, she's heard worse at school.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Dad, I'm not wrapping a silver blanket around her and I'm not covering her in cotton wool. But if, I'm not saying I'm the perfect parent, but if we all had the same ideal and just diluted this kind of thing a little bit, maybe things would naturally unwind and so on. That's all I'm trying to do here. I'm not trying to put her in a nunnery, for Christ's sakes. So,
That was my big thing. I was happy about, another reason why I was happy about doing the TSW roundtable was it's like, oh my God, I get to do a podcast my kid can listen to. My daughter's 13 and
sharing is caring.
My daughter's 13 and I had one of her, she told me, one of my friends downloaded your podcast, but the Roman potting cast. I'm like, no. She goes, oh yeah, but she's just doing this. She's trying to help you out. I'm like, I don't need the help.
Yeah.
No. Your friends don't need to listen to my weekly show and not, it's just.
It's one of those things. Yeah, I mean, I share everything I do for Talk Star Wars and E14 where I can on Facebook. But if my mom were to say, oh, are you doing a podcast? I'd be like, no.
My mom listens to Roman Podcast. She kind of face palms a lot of time going, oh my God, I can't believe
it. Yeah. I mean, thinking about it kind of, I probably don't say anything that contentious that she'd object to, on a massive level. I just find it sort of cringeworthy, I guess. It's like for me personally, it's just like I'm trying to be, for lack of a better expression, I'm trying to be Mr. Cool on these podcasts. And she's like, oh, it's my little boy.
None of us are cool, man. So, for me saying you're not going to carry that off, I'm not insulting you because you're allowed to say it to me. Well, that's
fair. Yeah. Also, to be fair, mate, you're not wrong sometimes,
No,
I can sometimes not carry things off.
Now you're just talking shit.
It's been known.
Right. I think we've been podcasting for a marathon length of time this evening.
Quick question. We've got to distinguish the Robs. Rob Cast.
Yes.
Okay, Rob Cast. Your logo, what is that? It looks like a Big Mac on top of a cocktail stick or something.
It's a microphone.
Lean to the side. Yeah, lean to the left. There you go.
It's a little microphone.
Of course it is. God damn it.
I wanted something that That's was hilarious.
No, it's not. It's a Big Mac in a wine glass.
It is.
I had one of those for lunch.
It's called the McFancy.
I can't believe I didn't see that. That's nuts. It's really cool, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a McFancy. It's called Paul. It's
McFancy. Yeah,
yeah. It's a Big Mac in a champagne glass.
It costs £25 quid.
£25. Yep.
Someone's listening, and they will be in the shop soon.
Well, funny enough, I learned something about this today. Actually,
awesome.
Only a quick thing. Have you ever heard of prototyping?
No.
It's similar to the concept is similar to prototyping, but what it's apparently Google were the ones who kind of started this trend. They'll announce things that they have no guaranteed intention of producing, or nothing, stuff that they announce features that aren't in development, or give the suggestion that they're coming and gauge reaction before they even decide to implement that stuff. Apparently McDonald's have a history of doing it by putting things on the menu that don't yet exist and seeing how many people ask about them. And then, so apparently they floated the idea of McPasta in one of their restaurants somewhere in the world.
God.
And based on reactions, clearly didn't follow that through because I've never heard it again since.
No. They did try pizza. The Pizza Hut.
Yes, they had pizza here. Yeah.
Yeah, they had pizza in, I want to say, Germany.
They had pizza here, and it was great for a while, but then it was just
the usual overproduced crap.
Well, yeah, but it wasn't great. You can get better pizza somewhere else. You mean, and usually when you walked into McDonald's, if you ordered a Big Mac, you got a
KFC.
Yeah. if you walked to McDonald's, you got your Big Mac in like 2 seconds. But if you ordered a pizza, you had to wait 10 minutes.
Well, that's the thing as well. That's funny enough. Somebody, I was listening to a podcast and they were describing that the reason they don't like McDonald's is because they said they put pizza on the menu, but it takes 15 minutes because it's on a tiny little heat lamp.
Yep.
So you have to cook it over a course of 15 minutes. So why would I ever go for that a second time? Because I've had to wait. Everybody else has been able to eat in the time it's taken me just to get my food.
Exactly.
I hate when I go to a restaurant and that happens.
It's not fast food. It's just food.
Yeah. I think McDonald's, too, they're getting less regional. Mm. Like, I know some places, like I knew you can only get poutine in Quebec. Or poutine. I don't know if you have McDonald's poutine over there.
No, we've had there's a food market that runs a couple of days a week in London. Within walking distance from my work, so I like to go there quite a lot. And they had poutine for months and months. And I used to get it every chance I got. I loved that stuff.
Yep.
And now the stand is just not there anymore. And I think it's moved to a different part of London, which is nowhere near as convenient. So I liked it, but not enough to you know.
And it's odd here too. Much like us using U in spelling color and using the letter U, like our menu and our stuff relate more to the UK than we do the States. Like we have a lot of similarities.
That's the Commonwealth talking, I reckon. I genuinely believe that's a bigger factor than geography now.
Yeah. Like we do a lot of mayonnaise and stuff and all. You know. Yeah. Anyway, we're going on.
Talking about sources now. All good.
Paul wants to bail out. So let's wrap this thing up.
Don't do it for me. You guys can chill.
Yeah. Well, we can still.
I got to get to a baby myself here.
It's not even Christmas for Rob is.
Yeah.
Right.
See real Rogue One.
He's going to wrap up stuff.
Happy New Year, buddy.
Let's sign off then. So I'm at Talk Star Wars on Twitter.
So am I. Sometimes.
I'm at Rob Wade Vision. Get in there.
I am at Robert MM Cast on Twitter.
Excellent. We'll have you back, sir. Definitely.
Excellent. Thank you for having me.
Okay, guys. We'll see you all next time.
Okay. I like turtles. Bye-bye.